Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
All of us at times face spiritual depression, but we can take comfort in the fact that we're not alone. In fact, when one of the sons of Korah penned Psalm 42 and 43, it's very clear that this man was suffering from deep depression that was related to his spiritual needs. Three times he raised the question, "Why am I so depressed?" Well, during this difficult period, he felt isolated and forsaken by God. But regardless of his intense depression, this man continued to cling to his hope in God. Listen to what he wrote.
"Why, my soul, are you so dejected? Why are you in such turmoil? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise Him, my Savior and my God. I am deeply depressed. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Vindicate me, God, and champion my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from the deceitful and unjust person."
Well, clearly, this son of Korah faced deep spiritual depression. The fact is that Jesus also apparently experienced this kind of depression when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was sorrowful and troubled. In his own words, he said, "I am deeply grieved to the point of death." So here's the principle to live by. If we're depressed, primarily due to spiritual reasons, we should share our concerns with God and seek comfort from other brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.